Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
All right, we are asking toss-up questions to get you ready for Chiefs and Broncos. Rob, this is our second one of the day. Earlier, we had a toss-up question. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites against the Broncos. Do you think that is more about Chiefs respect in a big-time matchup against a team in their division, or do you think it is more about the Broncos and Vegas and the public not believing in the 8-2 start that they have put together? So if you want to chime on that, you certainly can. 913-586-7965. The next question I'll ask you before we play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, is this. Rob, if you could press a button right now and you could turn one of these players into an all-pro player, would you press the button for Rashee Rice or George Karlaftis? Because as the Chiefs continue to move forward and grow with Patrick Mahomes as their starting quarterback, you lose Chris Jones, you lose Travis Kelce, and now you have to create new stars, new dynamic players to continue the incredible standard that has been created here in Kansas City. So you got to create more all-pro impact kind of players. Right now, if you could press the button and you could turn Rashee Rice into one of those guys, and being an all-pro wide receiver, we're talking about Ja'Marr Chase. We're talking about Justin Jefferson. We're talking about being a dog at that position. Or do you think it's George Karlaftis and turning him into truly one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League? If you could press the button right now and turn one of them into an all-pro, which one would you pick?
This is a very, very good toss-up question. And I think my answer is going to be unpopular. So I will apologize in advance to text line for the unpopular answer. But I think the answer is very obvious. I think it's George Karlaftis. That is no disrespect to Rashee Rice, but I've seen Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl with me, you, and Bink at wide receiver. I mean, that MVS, Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore wide receiver group won a Super Bowl. He went back to the Super Bowl with a group last year that featured a rookie and then other guys, like just dudes. Like, he has made it work in the past. So knowing that Chris Jones isn't as productive today as he was in the prime of his career, and knowing the issues the D-line has, and knowing that Patrick Mahomes can kind of turn water into wine when it comes to mediocre wide receiver play, I would take Karlaftis. Also, I'm assuming in this scenario, I get to keep Xavier Worthy. Now, Xavier Worthy might not be an all-pro one day. I don't know that's his ceiling, but he's still a good, productive NFL player. I think he's a viable wide receiver in the league. So I take George Karlaftis, and I don't think this toss-up is very hard, but I think the text line would view it differently because it's always give Pat more, and that's fine. But Chris Jones starting to age out of being one of those type of dominant defensive linemen. And if I could lock George Karloftis into being Max Crosby, you have to take that opportunity. You just do.
But let me ask you this, because I think the other side of the argument would be this. If you had to say like a year with Patrick Mahomes, right? Like 2007 Brady or 2011 Aaron Rodgers, for example, who do you think, or which version of Mahomes do you think is the best? Because I think most people would say 2021 Patrick Mahomes is the best that we've seen so far in 2018. So the best version of Patrick Mahomes, so unlocking and getting the most out of your franchise generational quarterback, has usually been centered around you giving him one of those talents that we're talking about. In 2018, you had two of those guys. You had a top five receiver in the National Football League. You had the best tight end in the National Football League. On the other side, in 2021, now you lost Tyreek Hill, but you had 1,400-yard, double-digit touchdown Travis Kelce and MVP Patrick Mahomes to unlock things. So I certainly understand the argument that you are making about George Karloftis. And in this hypothetical, there's really no bad answer. This is turning one of them into an elite potential Hall of Fame kind of player. But I think you can make an argument that giving Mahomes one of these kind of weapons turns him back into a guy that can be a 5,000-yard passing, 40-plus, 50-touchdown kind of guy, and just instead of you having a good offense, you could have potentially the best offense in the National Football League, where I think you would agree, in 2025 and beyond, having the best offense in the NFL is probably the side that you want to be on.
I understand that side of the argument. I really do. Because if you were to tell me, basically what you said was, hey, 2018 Patrick Mahomes was his best. He had Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, he had Sammy Watkins, he had Mecole Hardman, it was just an abundance of more. He was the MVP, he had 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards. Hey, cool. Like, I agree with everything you're saying. But man, 2022 Patrick Mahomes also won an MVP. 2022 Patrick Mahomes, now there's more games, threw for 5,000 yards and 40-plus touchdowns. And he was doing it with, you're right, prime Travis Kelce. But outside of prime Travis Kelce, what else did he have out there in 2022? And he made it work to the tune of a Super Bowl and his second best statistical season. If you're telling me I get to keep Xavier Worthy, a really productive NFL wide receiver who I think with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes will always have a chance to be somewhere when healthy between a 700, 1,000 yard guy. If I get to keep him and that guy's on my roster and I have Patrick Mahomes, I feel like I have a chance to have him recreate 2022. Maybe not every season, but I have that ability. And also, the other thing here is, when we point to 2018, which was his best statistical year, the Chiefs didn't win a Super Bowl because their defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. 2022, they did. Their defense was super young and was much higher quality. So if I have to sacrifice 50 touchdowns to go down to 35 or 40, but I get an elite defensive player and my chances of winning rings goes up, that's how I'm going to do it. Everyone loves Ja'Marr Chase. Everyone loves Justin Jefferson. It ain't like those guys are racking up Lombardis by being the best receiver in the league. I think give me a B-tier wide receiver in Xavier Worthy, a B-minus tier, whatever, and Patrick Mahomes, an elite defensive player, and I think I'm in a good spot every year to have the Arrowhead Invitational.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.